integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, listen, I don't know if there's anything I hate more in this world than having a craving and going for something that I think is going to satiate my craving. And guess what? I only crave it more. What do you think?
I think that there's a reason why potato chips, soda, and a lot of these things, like what's the advertisement with potato chips? Can't eat just one.
That's oh my gosh, that's right. They actually say it right out there. It's completely transparent.
They brag about it. And in essence, you know, it's that funny thing, Holly, where does food end and chemistry start? Right.
Well, here's our end goal for this. This is really important for me. And I'm so sorry that I just completely interrupted you, but
no.
And let's do this for our listeners. Let's break down what the heck, because here, fructose consumption, okay? We're talking about fructose, okay? And of course, now os, that's a sugar, because there's other oses as well. There's sucrose. But let's talk about, there's glucose. Let's talk about the fact that there's clinical studies now that fructose stimulates your appetite, meaning if you're craving for something sweet and you go for something that's high in fructose. And what's the number one ingredient right now that we talk about has almost reached celebrity status that has fructose in it? People think it's a vegetable and it's not. It's high fructose corn syrup. So let's do this. Let's talk about why this is, because we've got a lot of things peppered with this high fructose corn syrup that's making things worse. It's making you go towards more sugar. And we'll break down the difference between the sugars and tell you what you can eat that actually is going to promote a feeling of fullness if you have this craving. Sound good? Does it sound good to you?
Yeah, it does. And I want to give 30 seconds of background on fructose. There's two reasons why fructose got fed into the food industry. One is that the farmers were making a lot of corn and the prices were going really down. So we were searching around. We had all this corn and nothing to do with it. And if it just sits, it rots and the prices go way down and then the farmers don't make money. So we were searching around for things to do with farmers. The second thing is fructose. Now, we're not talking about high fructose corn syrup, which is the direct corn source. Fructose itself actually does not require insulin in order to take sugar into cells. So the theory that never was really brought up, but the theory was, hey, fructose is probably safer for diabetics. It doesn't require the insulin to use in order to get it in. However, the reality is very much different, as number one, fructose is different from the high fructose corn syrup that we got. Number two, fructose in itself, even the best stuff in the world, can crank up triglycerides, causing you an even bigger issue. So I wanted to inject that background. Holly, you're probably ready to throw some science at us now.
Yeah, because I love that you did that, because fructose, and we'll give examples of what contains fructose, but fructose consumption, basically, bottom line, and this was a study recently published in the Journal of American Medical Association. Mm-hmm. According to this article, fructose consumption have paralleled the increasing prevalence of obesity, and high fructose diets are thought to promote weight gain and insulin resistance. Basically, it's talking about central administration of fructose provokes feeding in rodents, whereas centrally administered glucose promotes satiety. So we're talking about, fructose and glucose. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is that when you take in fructose and it's metabolized, it actually increases hunger. Now, a different sugar, more real sugar, is glucose. Okay, so glucose in this study was proved to have a promotion of a feeling of fullness and satiation. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is really, really very important. Because look, what are your comments on this?
Well, my comments are two. I want to add two pieces of science and then agree with you. One is, we know how this does this. There is a hunger signaling hormone called ghrelin. It is fructose also fails to reduce the amount of circulating ghrelin, which glucose does. That ghrelin tells us to be hungry. Fructose doesn't touch it, doesn't give it the message.
Do you know how I remember the ghrelin versus leptin? Because I feel like ghrelin, it sounds like gremlin. And so it's like the little gremlin inside of you that just wants to eat and eat.
7:30 at night, that gremlin ghrelin gets rolling. But the other thing is, they saw it on MRIs. They could see those brain centers light up on MRIs for hunger and stuff when feeding. So it's not just that we found the circulating ghrelin or gremlin, as it's better called. I much like that better. It's so we could see it in people's brains that this stuff was causing them to get more hungry. Hence, Biggie. You get a Biggie soda with a Biggie amount of high fructose corn syrup. You need the Biggie fries and you need the Biggie burger.
Yeah.
Welcome to fructose.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the whole sort of part of the supersize me. It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've drinking two sodas in probably the last 25 years. And one time when I was in Haiti, and it was a cane sugar Coke, because Haiti has better purity laws, I think, than the United States. That's my opinion. And I was drinking a cane sugar Coke, and I remembered that I felt kind of full afterwards. It was weird. The last soda I had was years ago. It was high fructose corn syrup. I remember feeling hungry after that. I could feel it that quick. Not that I recommend any soda, but there's such a difference in the types of sugars.
And, yeah, and I think, you know, my commentary just would be that the advances in our food processing, okay, and anytime I see food, even just me saying it, food processing, if you process food, you know you're going down the wrong path nutritionally wise, okay? It's like, that it becomes no longer a food to me. It's a food product. So let's just call a spade a spade. Let's just call it what it is for the most part. This is a food product. This is no food no more, right? So I think the advances in food processing and the economic forces behind it are what's leading to, you know, added sugar and the intake of added sugar and the accompanying fructose. And it definitely is extending the supersize concept and also our waistlines, because once again, mm-hmm. we've got chronic diseases on the rise and obesity. I couldn't believe the staggering numbers mm-hmm. about the projection of 2015, the percentage, a third of our country will be obese. That's a BMI greater than 30. If nothing changes, and guess what? It's always been trending up. Nothing is changing.
Yeah, nothing's changing, and we're eluding ourselves that it is. I saw a report coming out that the McDonald's nutritionist, I think that's an oxymoron, frankly, but the McDonald's nutritionist basically said that McDonald's is good for you. There's a lot of good things when you look at it. Well, come on, you're selling a product that most of America doesn't buy, but that's completely the wrong direction. McDonald's is shifting a little bit of its foods, but nowhere near fast enough in order to save a whole generation of kids and adults that are absolutely miserable with this. But I do, you know, Holly and I have shared some board positions with several companies, and one of them was a company called Integrative Therapeutics. And I had that map, remember, Holly, that showed as the high fructose in corn syrup increased, it was overlaid with obesity. And Jennifer did.
Oh my gosh, that was great. Yeah, yeah.
And it would just, and I asked her to do it just out of curiosity. And you could see, and especially in the South, I mean, in the sweet tea belt right there, that sweet tea belt that was there, you could see just the amount of corn syrup rising, because, you know, they're not sitting out on a patio with lemonade with a little bit of sugar and fresh lemons anymore. They're mixing some kind of series of chemicals in that sort of look like lemon. And then they're using the high fructose corn syrup. It was staggering the amount it is. And if there's a number one ingredient on my hit list, if they made me head of food science, it would be high fructose corn syrup. I think it's literally damaging our country right
now. And I think also what's really happening too is that you've got a huge industry. And if you want a great documentary, so the bottom line is you got to stay away from the high fructose corn syrup, period. Just start reading labels, mm-hmm. eating more whole foods. The corn industry is now trying to call high fructose corn syrup just corn sugar to kind of reframe it in a more healthy way. And there's a great documentary mm-hmm. called King Corn. If you haven't seen it, yep, use your own mind, take a look at it. And really, really important information there.
Yeah, it is. King Corn. Go out, rent it. It's on Netflix. It's all sorts of things. King Corn will teach you about it. Don't be fooled by the word corn sugar. It's still high fructose corn syrup. Just leave all the fructose out, no matter what type of fructose it is. A little bit of cane sugar. Think of honey. Honey's generally good for you. And honey will keep you well at Radio MD and RadioMD.com. Look for the blog on this. It'll